Hey, my friends, and welcome to week two of our brand new mini-series, which is all about navigating the beginning stages of dating. I'm your host, Kate Warman, and last week, our episode was all about finding a guideline for stage one dating, which is really my term for just the first few dates in the dating process. I talked about having a brand new mindset to see dating in a new way, which includes taking the pressure off of the situation big time. As Christians, we can be super awkward about this, and we do not need to know if we're going to marry that person on a first date. So we need to get a brand new mindset, and I gave you a guideline for that in the last episode. We also talk about some other general guidelines throughout the first beginning stages of dating to really help you enjoy the process without it being so sticky or complicated or confusing. I just really want you to have a great time, learn a lot, and serve the other person in the process. Today, we're going to talk about how to be intentional in dating, both as men and as women. So both men and women need to listen to this episode. It's going to be really helpful for you guys. But before we get into the content for this episode, I want to share with y'all that we are actually able to do this mini-series because of our amazing sponsor, Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a faith-based online therapy network that falls under the incredible BetterHelp umbrella. And I'm actually a huge fan of therapy personally, and if you've listened to this podcast, then you guys know that. But I especially love therapy that incorporates Christian principles, prayers, and spiritual practices. So you can get connected with an affordable Christian therapist so easily through Faithful Counseling. All you got to do is fill out a form about yourself and your needs, and then Faithful Counseling will connect you with a fellow believer online within their network of licensed professional counselors. Once you're connected to a therapist, you can start communicating with them in less than 24 hours. You can log into your account anytime, you can send them messages, ask them questions, and you will get a timely and thoughtful response back from your therapist. You can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions, and you can do all of it from the comfort of your home, and it's amazing. Wear your pajamas, wear your athleisure, be comfortable, it's incredible. You guys, I've been doing therapy virtually for over a year now, and it has been a game changer. I love it. Now, another huge perk about using Faithful Counseling is that there is such a broad range of expertise in the Faithful Counselor network that may not specifically be available in the area that you live in. Now, the final cherry on top is that a lot of people don't do therapy because of the cost. You know, it costs a lot of money. Maybe their insurance doesn't cover it. But the great part is that Faithful Counseling is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and they have financial aid available. So if you guys have been looking to try out therapy, but you haven't found someone that's for you, or maybe it's been too costly for you in the past, or maybe you just don't want to make the trek to the office, then you guys, I encourage you to consider trying out Faithful Counseling. And specifically for Heart of Dating listeners, you can get 10% off your very first month by going to getfaithful.com/heartofdating. All right, friends, so let's chat about this. How do you take the pressure off of dating while also being intentional in the process? I'm going to break down a few areas where you can really be intentional with your dating process. You're going to be intentional with the asking, intentional with your questions, intentional with your comments, and intentional with your follow-up. We're going to break down all those four areas really quickly. It's very important. And I honestly think there's been a lack of the art of intentionality in dating these days. So we can have fun while also being intentional. That's what I want to encourage you to do today. So the first thing is first, be intentional with the ask. If it's a date or an intentional hangout of some nature, please say that it is so, right? There is a difference between saying, hey, do you want to hang out? Versus, hey, I would love to take you on a date. Men, here's a quick public service announcement for you. Just about all women get confused with the term hangout. We just don't know what to make of a hangout. Does hangout mean that he's friend zoning me? Does it mean that he's feeling out the waters because he isn't really sure if he wants to ask me on an actual date yet? Does hangout mean that this is a date and I should plan and dress accordingly? What is it? Us women will go to our friends, we'll overanalyze everything, we'll get confused, we won't know what to do. There are too many questions when someone just asks you to quote unquote hangout. So guys, girls, you guys got to clarify. If it's a date, say it is a date. And if you feel like saying the word date just has all this pressure attached to it, then say something like, hey, I have really loved getting to know you. I really enjoy you as a friend, and I'd love to get to intentionally know you more one-on-one. at least by saying you intentionally want to get to know them more, this feels like there's a level of intentionality involved that you're really intentionally seeking to get to know their heart. That definitely feels way more like a date than just like, hey, want to hang out? This is not the time to be cool, you guys. It's a time to be clear, honest, and intentional. So if it's a date, make it clear that you want to date. Make it clear that you want to hang out with them intentionally and not just quote unquote hang out. If you want to get to know them without asking them on a date, then just hang out in a group setting. That is my recommendation. Also, it must be known that whoever asked for the date, I believe should plan the date. So guys, if that's you and you ask the woman out on a date, then I need to encourage you to plan the date. I want to debunk the entire quote unquote, I'm not a good planner mentality. Guys, you don't have to be the best planner in the world, especially if it's not something that you're super, super great at. But I venture to say that just about every single woman appreciates a man who is willing to put in effort to plan a date. Maybe it's not like all the bells and whistles, but they appreciate intentionality. Planning a date spontaneously the day of, or just asking, hey, what do you want to do? Or let's just figure it out. That just doesn't feel great, especially in the beginning. And it's not to say down the line, you can't be spontaneous and do things more spur of the moment, but in the beginning, be intentional to plan. Okay, the next way I want to encourage you to be intentional is to be intentional with your questions. Sure, you guys can go on a date and just ask whatever you want, but I want you to consider this metaphor. Think about trying a new sport for the first time. You can go out there and wing it without really knowing what you're doing, or you can intentionally spend time practicing and come as prepared as possible. The best athletes practice and come prepared. And they know it's not going to necessarily go exactly how they think or want, and they're going to have to think on their feet. That's the beauty of living, and that's the fun and excitement of dating when we bring this metaphor to dating context. But I do recommend that you come a bit prepared so that you can be ready and intentional and really get progress in through these dates. Now, here's the deal with asking intentional questions. This is not an interview. On a first date or in the first few dates, you should just ask a handful of intentional questions, like 3 to 5 intentional questions, you guys. This isn't the time to ask every single thing on your list. You are just trying to see if they have some of the qualities you are looking for. There is absolutely no way that you're going to find out everything. There's also people are nuanced and complex. So even if you ask a lot of deep questions, you're not going to be able to really get to the true depths just in a few hours of a date. You can't forget that truly knowing if you want to date someone takes a process. It takes time to observe another person's character and integrity. And it also takes time to build a friendship and to grow trust. All of these things take time and it's all a process. So in the very beginning of dating, by the end of the date, all you need to ask yourself is, do I know enough information to go the next 1 to 2 steps? That's what you need to ask yourself. You are not picturing them as your future spouse. You don't have to fast forward to the finish line thinking, well, could I actually be with this person? There are far too many unknowns right now, and that's going to drive you crazy trying to figure that out. And in fact, let's say you do flash forward and picture them as your future hubby or your future wifey. You actually, in that case, might end up getting too attached to the idea of them. You might idolize them. You might be then missing red flags that come up, and you might end up getting really heartbroken. That's happened to me a lot when I just take it too seriously in the beginning. When I picture them all the way at the finish line, I'm like, and then I get infatuated. I maybe miss red flags, and I've gotten heartbroken through that so many times. Now, of course, you want there to be a level of excitement. You want to see them again. But that excitement should really just be about seeing them one more time because you know enough to go the next step, which is to one more date. So check in with yourself after a date and ask yourself, do I know enough information to go the next 1 to 2 steps? Now, if you go on a date and you feel like I don't really know, maybe it's because you also didn't ask really good questions to the person. I want to encourage you, be intentional with the kinds of questions that you ask. In order to do this, you kind of have to know at least the top 3 character qualities that you are looking for. So for example, if one of your qualities is that they must love Jesus, then I would recommend asking them something about that, right? You want to intentionally find out, does this person actually love Jesus? Or do they just check the Christian box, right? So a question you might ask them in a first date or in the first few dates would be, what's one thing that God's been teaching you lately? Another question you could ask them is, what do you most love about your church community? What made you choose the church that you're at right now? See how they answer these questions. Later on in the dating process, I love the question, who is Jesus to you? That's one of my favorite questions to ask, but don't necessarily ask that on a first date, but I do ask that eventually. Then, after you ask an intentional question, don't just go right into the next serious question. Allow there to be space to connect on other things, maybe something lighter, or maybe just commenting on an interest that you both have or that you really love. Also, don't forget to be curious about their answers. Follow-up questions to their answers is a great way to continue the conversation. So guys, you want to balance the conversation with being intentional with your dialogue and just seeing if you genuinely enjoy spending time with that person and just like their personality. You're looking if you could also not only see that that person has amazing character, but that you can also develop a friendship with them. All right, so that's intentionality with your questions. The next area to be intentional about is with your comments during the date. Your comments can create a level of excitement and intrigue. It can also show curiosity, and it also allows for a little bit of room for flirting, which never hurt anybody. Even as Christians, y'all, we can flirt. Now, one way to do that is throughout the conversation on a date, share about something that you love. There is something powerful about sharing that you love something passionately, whether it's a movie, your favorite movie like mine is Titanic, or maybe it's a singer like mine is Celine Dion. Do you notice a theme? Or maybe it's a hobby or a place, something that you really love. Even if the person disagrees with you and they don't really like that thing, that can actually create a really healthy, fun tension and intrigue. Why don't they like it? Are they going to challenge you on that? That could be fun, right? Conversely, then if they do love the thing that you do, then that's really fun and something common to talk about and explain more about to one another. So comment on something that you love. Another great thing to do is to pay attention and pick up on things about their personality, about their likes and interests, and if it makes sense within the conversation, say something along the lines of, I bet you'd be great at blank. Let me give you an example. So let's say you notice that the person really loves music. Then you could say something like, you know what? I bet you'd be really fun to go to a concert with. Or for me, if a guy noticed that I love Disneyland and they say, I bet you'd be really fun to go to Disneyland with. First of all, I would totally swoon because I see that they're seeing me, that they want to maybe go with me, that they're thinking about it. And second of all, I'm also hoping that they're taking a cue from that to suggest a possible future Disneyland date. Then they really are going to score with me, right? In a good way, like they're going to really swoon me in that way. The reason you make a comment like this is because it compliments them, because you're paying attention. You're paying attention to what they're interested in and their personality, and you're getting curious. And it also gives y'all a great idea for a future date. So you are on a date and now thinking about, oh, it'd be really fun to take this person on this kind of a date. It's a date within a date, y'all. So much fun. All right, last but not least, you guys, be intentional with your follow-up at the end of a date and after a date. At the end of the date, share with that person that you had a great time. Typically, I do this on the date. I like to do it in real time, but I also love to seal the deal after the date, and I also send a short and affirming text to them. I also encourage you, especially if you're the guy, inquire about future dates if that is something you're interested in. Be intentional and ask them on a second date if you know enough after the first date to go the next step. Ladies, you can also drop the hanky in this way and say, hey, I had such a great time with you tonight, and I would love to do that again sometime. Then you allow them, you give them the green light, you give the open door for them to take the initiative to plan the next date. But be intentional with the follow-up. Really share with them if you had a great time, what you enjoyed about it, and just thank the other person. Remember, overall, we are here to just make a person feel seen, heard, loved, and valued, and serve the person above all. So that is it, you guys. That's how we be intentional. Intentional with our asking, intentional with our questions, intentional with our comments, and intentional with our follow-up after a date. All right, friends, that is it for our mini-series episode this week. Stay tuned for our next mini-series episode that's going to come out next Friday, still on the topic of how to navigate the beginning stages of dating. Don't forget also about our sponsor, Faithful Counseling. If you have been looking to try out therapy but haven't found someone for you, or you think it's too costly, you can get 10% off your first month of a Christian counselor with Faithful Counseling by going to getfaithful.com/heartofdating. Love y'all, and I'll see you next week.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.